Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Welcome to episode 79. Beat any opponent in life or business. Good morning, everybody. I don't know if it's morning time where you're at or when you're listening to this, but it's morning for me. So up and at 'em. Let's get recording these podcasts. And this one is about beat any opponent in life and business. Might sound like a massive claim, but it's actually not really if you break it down and figure out how to do it. It's fairly simple. So basically, it all boils down to doing what your opponent, the opposite of what your opponent wants you to do. Now, speaking of opponents, let's clarify opponents just before we get into it. So opponents, enemies, haters, detractors, competitors, all of these are your opponents. And the more things that you try to do, unfortunately, it's a natural part of life. The more times you put yourself out there, the more goals you go to chase, the more haters and enemies and opponents you're going to get and competitors you're going to get. And that's just a simple fact of life. You can absolutely try to be everybody's friend. You can try your hardest not to have any opponents, not to have any competition or any competitors, or not to have any enemies. But it's going to happen regardless of whether you play it safe or not. Now, obviously, the more you try to do, the more, you know, statistics, the higher statistics there's going to be that you're going to have even more than normal. So if you branch out, if you have multiple streams of income, for example, you're going to have multiple different sets of enemies, haters, opponents, competitors. That's just the way things are. It's in direct relation to your ambition, your drive, your goals, and the more things that you do. So just really briefly, when I did karate, I had my karate haters. When I did my kickboxing, I had my kickboxing opponents and competitors and haters. And when I did MMA, I had a whole different gambit of opponents and competitors, haters, enemies. And I'm not cribbing about it because they actually make you strong. They actually drive you forward and they make you validate the things that you're saying or validate the things that you're doing. And they make you try harder. They either make you give up or they make you try harder. So it's a fact, especially with social media now, that you're going to have plenty of opponents, plenty of enemies, plenty of detractors, plenty of haters. So what do you do? How do you beat them? How do you beat any opponents in life or business? Because it's the same in business. It's exactly the same rules apply. If you're going to do business, you're going to 100% have different competition, different competitors and different opponents. So you do what your opponent isn't expecting you to do. That's one way of doing it. So you do what they're not expecting you to do. And you absolutely aim to do and plan what they don't want you to do. So you do the opposite of what they want you to do. So from a fighting point of view, and I know, you know, at this stage, if you've been listening to the Success Sensei a good while now, if you haven't, make sure you go to the back catalogue. As I said, it's episode 79. There's plenty for you to catch up on. So have a listen through the back catalogue. But you've been listening to this for a while now. You know my frame of reference is going to be fighting and coaching and martial arts. But it's directly can be directly attributed to everyday life and business. So a lot of the lessons are the same. But in fighting, if an opponent wants to come straight at you, yes, you can meet them head on, but it's probably not the smartest way of doing it. You're probably better off circling off. So if an opponent is coming at you with straight strikes, you can circle off and use circular strikes. So if someone's coming at you with a jab and a cross, a hook beats a jab and a cross. Now, it's exactly the same in reverse. So if someone is swinging hook punches at you, a straight front kick, straight cross, straight strikes are better. So if someone's doing the opposite, if somebody wants to keep their distance from you, you're going to want to get up close to them. If someone wants to get up close to you, you're going to want to keep your distance and keep them at range and let them run into your strikes. If someone wants to box with you, you're better off kicking. If someone wants to use their kicks and use their engine, you're better off getting up close and boxing. If someone wants to wrestle you, you're better off striking. If someone wants to strike with you, you're better off wrestling. If someone wants a break in the action to catch a breather, you're better off pressing the action. If someone wants to press the action to you, you're better off disengaging and getting a little bit of distance and moving. So you're always constantly trying to do the opposite of what your opponent wants you to do and what your opponent expects you to do. You don't go with the obvious. It's very easy to let ego kick in and go, you know what, I want to beat them at their own game. It's a very admirable thing to do. I absolutely understand that frame of mind going, I want to beat them at their own game. But you have to understand that if that's the game that you're going to play, you are opening yourself and opening your chances to not coming out better in the exchange and not beating your opponent. So you increase the odds. If you play their game, you do increase the odds of it not working your way. So it's not the most intelligent way of doing it. It is a little bit more ego-led, but I can understand it, wanting to beat people at their own game. But from a business point of view, where, you know, losing money isn't really an option, certainly not the desired effect, you want to go with the opposite. You want to do the opposite of what your opponent is expecting and the opposite of what they want you to do. There's a bird chirping away in the background. Maybe you can't hear him, it's just me. So that's the way to do it. Another way of beating any opponent, and you know, this is the best way of beating any opponent, and across the board, I don't care in what area, the best way to beat any opponent is simply stay true to your path, live your life, and be happy. That's enough to irritate any of your haters, any you know, whether close to you or are far from you, any haters, any competitors, any opponents. To ultimately, in the long run, to see if you're happy, to see you being happy is enough to irritate them, because they wanted to knock you off. That's why they're opponents. They wanted to, your happiness is not important to them. In fact, it's not the desired result. They want to, opponent, what does an opponent want to do? Well, they want to take something from you. They want to win over you. They want to ultimately see you failing, ultimately see you not getting ahead, and absolutely not getting ahead more than them. So if it comes to happiness levels and you're living your own life and you're happy despite whatever competitiveness that they have, or despite them being opponents, that's enough to irritate any opponent, to see that you're happy despite their best efforts. Now, again, back to opponents and back to competitors and back to enemies and back to detractors. Yes, you can try your hardest to be everybody's friend, but unfortunately, anybody who operates like that probably isn't achieving as much, because they're playing it safe and you're living your life based on not in any way, you know, shaking the tree, not in any way upsetting anybody, being, you know, overly politically correct to the point where you're afraid to actually do anything. So you're living in your comfort zone, you're afraid to try anything because you're afraid to discommode people, you're afraid to gather opponents, you're afraid, you know, to get people directly competing against you, or you're afraid to compete with others, even though you know that your own path is valid, you're afraid to do so. So that's why, you know, to live a life of, you know, and be everybody's friend and sit in the fence and not take a stance and not have an opinion, you know, is still living your life based on around other people, and it's not leading your own legacy, and if it's not, unfortunately, striving for your own successful goals. So it's impossible to avoid confrontation of some description. Is absolutely impossible. So you should just not fear opponents, not fear competition. Some coaches out there believe that the, you know, your level of success is totally reflective on the amount of opponents that you do have. So the amount of competition you do have. So in other words, the more opponent, the more haters, the more competition you have, the more successful you are. So that's, now there's one to stick in your brain. So you're there thinking you don't want, you know, any naysayers, you don't want any negative people. And here I am telling you that you probably need more. You probably aren't doing enough, and you probably don't have enough haters, and you probably don't have enough opponents and enough competitors. So get out there, do a few things that's going to ruffle some feathers on your own path, obviously. And keep in mind what I'm saying, to do the opposite. If you're formulating a plan to deal with an opponent, do what they're not expecting you to do and do what they don't want you to do. And ultimately, enjoy the process and be happy doing it. You don't have to go out to antagonize people. That's not what this podcast is about, because that's not healthy as well. It's people trying to be competitors or opponents along your path, trying to stop your path as opposed to you doing it to other people. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So stick that in your mind, and I'll talk to you on Friday at the Friday Blitz. So hopefully that's helped a little bit, or hopefully it stimulated some thought. As always, I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts, your comments, criticisms, suggestions, and reviews. We're getting a little bit of momentum again on Apple iTunes, but it is really important that if you have a minute, just to leave a review or send in a comment, because it absolutely helps rankings. I said before that this is an independent guerrilla style podcast. We're not part of the establishment. We're not a major player. There's no sponsorship being asked for, nothing. All I'm asking for, I'm not trying to sell you a product. All I'm asking for is a like, a review, a testimonial, a share, and to help spread the word and to help gather a little bit of momentum. Because anyone that's watching the vlog on YouTube, you'll see that I'm definitely doing a guerrilla style today. I'm in the work van and I'm doing it on the fly as we go. Life is very busy. Squeezing in the podcast can be hard, you know yourself. But I did a podcast, I think, God, one of the ones at the start, that you're better off just doing something than absolutely nothing. Even if you're waiting around for the polished version, you'll procrastinate to bits. But one of the things I hate, one of my pet hates about podcasts that I listen to is if they're overly manipulated, if they're overly manufactured, that the process is too and everything is perfect and all the ums and ahs and ahs and the bird singing in the background is edited out, and they're trying to make, like, the Instagram life, trying to make everything seem absolutely perfect. That irritates me, because life isn't like that. I like the more raw podcast myself, so that suits me, and that's what this is. And speaking of raw, and how life isn't necessarily as glamorous as you think it is, I'm recording in the work van, and I've broken my phone holder, so I've had to have the phone propped up on some of the paperwork from the van. So life isn't always glamorous. You do what you have to do. Take on your opponents, do what they're not expecting, and hopefully that helps. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you Friday for the Friday Blitz, so make sure that you tune in for that. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.